good afternoon, Hopkins Junior High School Symphonic Band. I just want to welcome you here to the Music in the Parks Festival. Today is May 19th. The band is going through their warm-up selection, so I'll just give a few little introduction comments and maybe a little comment or two about your piece, but just understand that this piece is not being adjudicated. Well, my name is Joe Dudek. I'm a local high school down here in Southern California, Santiago High School. Thought we'd just let the recorder go so you can hear your warm-up selection. Really nicely balanced sound, good tone quality, and I'm looking forward to your first adjudicated piece here. Okay, we're ready to go. Ballad for Peace. Oops. Try to make sure that doesn't happen right before the downbeat. A really nice warm sound. You know, think about a little bit more wise fall to the line, even though there aren't any crescendos or decrescendos marked on that. Certainly can calls for a little more shape to the phrase. There we go, nice crescendo into the flute melody. Well, the band plays with a really nice controlled sound, good quality of sound throughout the ensemble, generally good balance. I'm hearing the melody when specific instruments have the melody, the backgrounds are not covering the melody, we're bringing out important lines, counter melodies. Yeah, make sure we hear the moving line, da da da, the eighth notes. Any eighth notes in this lyrical piece is going to be something that's of importance, probably harmonically. Passing tone line, suspensions, and tension release notes. Nice. Clarinets there. comes as we continue to work through the piece here. Kind of an inappropriate place to breathe there between counts 2 and 3. It seems like a lot of people took a breath in that place before the key change. We want to carry that across, even though there are phrase markings there. We don't want to chop count 2 off to take a breath so we can play 3 and 4 and 1. There's an implied connectivity to that. I'm going to write it on the score here. It's implied. But we had a lot of people taking a breath. Really nice playing here, folks. Group sounds really good. Yeah. We just have to be careful that we don't have a lot of people breathing in the same place. Makes an otherwise really nice, lyrical, well-connected piece have little moments of choppy phrasing. Okay, I know it really does sound like you worked on those releases because the last thing I heard was the tuba. That was very nice. But be careful that we had some of the middle voices. I would say probably half of the middle of the band just like dropped off on the last note, and it was still kind of a weird release that the upper voices were still playing, the middle of the band disappeared, and then the top part of the band stopped playing and the tubas were hanging over. Think about a release of a 5-4-3-2-1. 5-4-3-2-1. Fives being soprano voices, then altos, tenors, baritones, and then basses. 5-4-3-2-1, but a much quicker release. Okay? 5-4-3-2-1. And think about it that way. And definitely you have the right idea that the last thing we want to hear is the tubas and the low reeds down there. All right. Nice job. We'll begin our second piece shortly. Okay. I think we're ready to go. Yeah, really nicely done on the 16th notes. Be careful, baritones on the sustain note, the pitch. Bum, bum, bum. Make sure we're tuning here. Okay, and one of the things I think the group could work on is a wider range of dynamics. Fortissimo at the beginning sounded about as loud as our, well, it was definitely louder than mezzo forte on the last piece, but I think we can expand our dynamic range. Careful pitch here. There's a lot of things that make difficulty in a piece. Wow. And one of them is like exposed passages. Be careful on the F natural trumpet is just sailing sharp on us. One of the things that makes a piece difficult is just exposure and having to hold notes for a while and play in tune on really high notes and things like that. So the beginning of this tune is hard or difficult for a different reason. It's not technically challenging, but there's so many other things that are challenging about it. I think you're doing a great job with it. I really like the way you're playing your 16th notes and we're not rushing through them. Playing very deliberately, 2e and a 3, 1e and a 2, 3e and a 4. Doing a really good job holding back and not rushing through those. All right, little allegro con spirito here. More rise and fall to the line, crescendo de crescendo. Okay, percussion, little brass can be a little softer. Let's make sure this melody is nice and played out fully. Yeah, so it's kind of struggling to hear the clarinet saxophone melody. You guys can definitely play that stronger. Nice job, trumpets. Today. There's so much music that's happening with the group. Very well prepared for the performance today. The band plays with a really good ensemble sound. Individual tone quality from the ensemble is really good as well. Some pitch problems here and there, especially on sustained passages. For the most part of it, you know, I would say for three quarters of the performance, we had this really nice connected phrasing, and then right around measure 81 in the Lion of Lucerne, there we started getting some choppy phrasing. There's a lot of people breathing at the same time between count four and count one, and but you know, it's something that they can tell that you're working on. So continue to work on that. I think one of the things that we can start doing is exploring a wider range of dynamics, both ends. We can get softer in the 2D ensemble sound, and then also explore the louder end of the dynamic spectrum, with always keeping in mind playing with a good tone. And then just some more shape to the phrasing, a little more rise and fall to the musical line throughout. Okay, it's my pleasure to hear you today, and I hope you have a really good time on the rest of your trip.